Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
GB80, let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is the last hour of the week on Morning Mayhem this Friday, June 26th. Glad to be over here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram with our good friend Frank Fletcher and Zippy. And now Shapur walks up.
Good morning.
Or as Randy Rainwater calls him, Roger.
It is.
Uncle Shapur.
I'm good. Shapur.
He loves saying Uncle Shapur. And what's your other, the cousin, what's the other gentleman that's with you?
William Pepe.
Cousin William.
William Pepe, the good man.
Only double R could come up with Uncle Shapur.
That's a fact.
Now, do people come up to you and go, why does he call you Uncle Shapur? You know, I don't know. So how are you?
Great.
Good to see you.
So glad to be here. I appreciate you. Your listeners, they are wonderful.
Yeah,
we get so many people at our restaurant.
It's amazing, Shapur. And we're going to visit with Heather Baker here shortly. Frank, for example, I'll give a great example. Yesterday, we had Stacey Spivey from Channel 7, and she was bragging on Beth Hunt being a big influence on her. And so Beth Hunt texted me yesterday and said, "What did you guys say? I got so many texts." She goes, "First of all, I had no idea how many people listened to the show."
Oh my God.
They started texting me. I said, "Well, she was bragging on you left and right." But it reminds us how many listeners. We're so grateful for everybody out there who listens, like listening right now. And Frank, we go down to Camden, we walk in the store, and there's a ton of folks in there. We went to the oldest restaurant in Arkansas called the White House Cafe, 121 years old. Randy said it's y'all.
That's amazing.
But I don't think y'all are 121 years old,
no,
are you?
We're 47.
Well, that's still. You're almost 50.
Yeah.
You're almost 50. That's pretty darn good, Frank. Yeah. Did you ever believe that?
Always been an owner.
I know. Yeah, well, you know, I'm shocked that it outlasted the and we can turn that music down there, Christian. What was your most famous restaurant besides the Riverfront Steakhouse? Casa Especial.
We thought Casa Especial
would be the restaurant that lasted 50 years. That's why Frank won't write the book, Roger, because there's had to be a chapter on Casa Especial.
Well, we don't even mention Gertrude and Gonzalez in Memphis.
It just goes to show you, Frank, that Frank Fletcher, even the great Hall of Fame businessman, Frank Fletcher, can have a couple failures.
Hall of Fame can stump your toe.
Hey, let's squeeze in Heather real quick. I know y'all know Heather. Let's squeeze in her real quick, and then we'll come back. Frank, I know you got a book you want to recommend. Frank, listen, I don't know how he reads all these books, Shapur. Awesome. You're with him. I was like, how do you keep reading all these books? How do you have time? He's too busy doing. He's going through 500 cars on his list every day to figure out what he wants to put on the green sticker.
Yes.
But that's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Amazing.
Let's bring her in there if you got her, Christian.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker. Heather, are you there? Heather, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning, guys, and good morning, Frank and Zippy, everybody, my Frank Fletcher family.
Good morning.
Now, have you met Shapur? You know Shapur over at the at Riverfront and Benihana's, right, Heather?
I do know who he is, yes, sir.
Yes, he's a Hall of Famer, too. He's a Hall of Famer, too. Now, Heather, where are you? You're in Crystal Springs?
Yes, I'm actually at the Angler Motel. And if you haven't seen, there is going to be a filming of a major motion picture streaming series there tonight. And the state of Arkansas was invited to participate. I think there might be some opportunities to do that. You can go on and check out on our website how to get a ticket to this. But you have to register for this. RSVPs are required. I think it's SpaCityProduction@gmail.com. But we are filming a series and the incredible John Stone, that's the resident band over at Kid Rock's place in Nashville, is playing tonight. So kind of a big deal. And he is best friends with John Daly.
Ah, gotcha. I was wondering what the scoop was. John knows so many people. And when you're going to give us some more scoop about you, right, coming up soon, to some stuff that nobody knows about? When are we going to find that information
out? I think we're probably going to break all of this in our August issue. Kind of getting all the details together, but so excited to be partners with so many incredible filmmakers. You've got Greg Carney. You've got Evan Ross, which is Diana Ross's son, being part of this, and incredible people in the state of Arkansas. That's what's so cool about this, is this is being filmed here in Arkansas, which is has so many opportunities. And that's what Dwayne is writing about right now. It's just the opportunity for film in Arkansas because there's so much going on.
Yeah, just obviously because we're here at Frank's, just give us a couple of the things that we need to know about, Heather, and then everybody can go to aymag.com to find out the rest.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you need to go buy a new Dodge Ram or Jeep, 0%. I mean, I have to start out there. I am a lover of Jeeps. I bought many of cars from Fletcher, and I love Jeeps, and 0% is it. So go and check that out first. But we've got the Argenta Adventure Walks, and this is going on at 10 o'clock this morning. So they're going to be seeing if there's dinosaur bones under North Little Rock City Hall, right over by Frank's stomping grounds down by the hotel. So check that out. It's going on at 10 o'clock. And another incredible event going on in North Little Rock. This is the huge event this weekend, and everybody needs to pay attention. This is the Arkansas Folklight Festival. And when I say Folklight Festival, people think this is a folk music concert. It is not. It is about before, now, and the future of the state of Arkansas and bringing people together. They are going to have the most incredible event I have ever heard of, David. When I say this, I have been researching this and reporting on this for weeks. We've got huge national companies coming in for this, but they're going to be talking about the history of Cheez-It. They're going to be talking about the history of fashion and music. You've got Lucinda that's going to be coming out and playing a concert. So many incredible people for this. Lucinda Williams and Bobby Rush. But this is free for the state of Arkansas. It's going to be right down by Frank's Wyndham Hotel, right there on that riverfront. But it's live music. It's dance classes. It's agriculture. It's going to be so much different things that you're going to want to check out. Do not miss this event. Please check it out. Read the story about it. I'm emphasizing this because the work that has gone into this for Rachel has done an incredible job, so I'm so proud of her. But we also have Singing in the Rain at Wildwood Park for the arts. We've got a brunch fest at Rusty Tractor on Saturday at 10:30. If you love brunch, you do have to get tickets. They are $75 on their website. We have the Land in the Rock, the Little Rock Rangers game and tailgate party at War Memorial Stadium on Saturday at 6 o'clock. We have the Conway Fire and Flow Show. So if you love fire and all the manipulation of fire, that's going to be going on Conway Saturday at 6 o'clock. We have Summertime Sirens at the Firehouse Museum of Arkansas, Little Rock. This is climbing aboard antique fire trucks. This is 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Peach Fest is going on. I think you were on air with Frank last year about peaches because we were talking about peaches. Don't you love peaches, Frank?
Frank, are you in or out on peaches?
Oh, I love pizza.
Maybe that's what you remember. What about you? You peach guy or no?
Yes.
Chippor?
Yes.
Roger, you in or out? You're out on
I'm
peach?
Out.
Yeah, I get
never
in the cans.
Acquired the taste.
Yeah, I can.
I'll go so far as eating a pear.
But not a peach.
But I don't go peach. I don't go peach. That's about it.
All right, what
too
else?
Too wild for me. I'm just an apple guy.
What else?
Oh, you said peaches.
Peach.
Yeah. I thought you said peach. I love peaches.
Yeah.
It's coming in for the season.
She remembers you saying that last year about this time.
Yeah. So this is the Faulkner Lake Orchard in North Little Rock. Another great event in North Little Rock. 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday. We have the Sweet Summertime Vendor Market at Bowbrook Farms. That 60 local vendors are coming together Saturday and Sunday. The Old State House Museum has picnics on the lawn. So bring your own picnic. This is going on Sunday from 1 to 4. And we have every single market, farmer's market, everything on our site. All the live music, all the athletic events on aymag.com. So that's where you need to go when you need to check out what's going on for this weekend.
Thanks, Heather. Great job as always. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah. I don't know how many Jeeps she bought for you, Frank and Zippy, but she's bought a few.
And she keeps it. She
doesn't bring it in. And Frank, when she comes in, she knows what she's talking about. That's, you know, sometimes you're dealing with either guys, or she knows what she's talking about. All right, Heather, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Shapur is with us. Shapur, anything we need to know about the restaurant this weekend?
Mr. Fletcher, being so generous, we always have a special.
Yeah, what's the special?
Oh, my goodness. We got a best filet. You can, so tender, moist. You don't need a knife to cut it.
Right.
I'm not like Randy Rainwater explaining. But
yes, you can, Uncle Shapur. Frank, are you doing a twofer this weekend or no? Or
no, we're doing a 6-ounce filet. Yeah. We're doing a chicken bone-in chicken dish for $19.95. We're doing a pork chop for $25. We got a 28-piece salad bar, 28 different
Vegas and
items with shrimp. You put all the shrimp you want on your salad, homemade dressings, biggest salad bar in the state of Arkansas. Salad bar is $6 for any of the specials. You get salad bar, which is normally $14.95 for $6. Shapur and Cousin William will give you the best service that you've ever experienced in your life. I mean, they will treat you like kings and queens, and all our servers are trained. We believe that the food's got to be good, but the service has got to be beyond
well,
good.
Well, and that's why so many people know they're going to get taken. Yeah.
When you go out and spend your money, you need somebody to really – and the thing we want to do is find out what you – particularly like if you like a wine that we don't carry, we'll start carrying it.
Yes.
If you like a beer we don't have, we will get it.
Wow.
I mean, what we want to do is for you to feel like you could come there often, you know, bring your friends there, and then you know us, we know you, you want to sit at a certain table, you want a certain waiter. That's what we want to develop. It's not, we just want a whole bunch of people coming there. We want customers that love to be there and feel special.
Well, we're gonna start doing like Randy. So we're gonna start telling all of our listeners of Morning Mayhem, you go in there and tell Uncle Shapur.
That's right.
Or maybe we should come up with a different phrase. What do we call him? General Shapur.
Yeah.
General Shapur.
General. I like the general. Tell the General Shapur.
I will say this too. I don't know about you, Roger. I like a steak. I mean, it's hard to beat a great steak.
Big fan.
I will say this. If you're trying to be leaner, the pork chop has become one of my favorite things to eat because it's a big difference when it comes
to fat content.
I mean,
it's
lean.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. There is nothing like some good fat gristle on a pork chop.
I know. But
that's a good finger food.
Yes.
But the difference, Frank, in fat content between steaks and pork chop, it's notable.
Well, I've wanted to do an ad, and I'm not doing this. So I won't say that. But I wanted to do an ad to say, if you come in there and eat our pork chop, if you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it.
Oh.
But I know if I did that. I'd have crazy people, you know, call up and get on the internet. Let's all 100 of us go down there. So I can't do that ad.
Right.
But I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Right.
Because you will absolutely love it. You may not ever think about a pork chop.
I'm telling you.
But
part of that though, Frank, is that all those people that said that they didn't like it finished it.
Well, with the internet, you can't do anything without somebody deciding they're going to play a joke on you.
That's right.
We're lucky. We're our customer. They're so nice.
Well, they love the
best customer.
You take care of them, General.
Absolutely. That's our job.
I want to tell you something we've never advertised on here before, and I want to tell you about it, that we have a secret something else that no one in town except the people that stay in the hotel know, but it's open to the public. We have the best breakfast anywhere in town at the Wyndham Hotel.
Yes.
And no one knows about
nobody
it.
Knows.
We
it,
don't know
it. Starts
about
at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they will treat you. It's like Shapur treats you at night. They'll treat you that way. They have a girl that cooks omelets right in front of you. It's all cooked right out in front. They pull a stove and a whole deal out in the middle of the restaurant, and they fix anything you want fixed special right in front of you. I mean, they have all the goodies to put in the omelet, so you just look at it and go, I'd like to have ham and bacon. I'd like to have some tomatoes, and you know, I want 4 eggs instead of whatever. You just order.
The
I like the
other thing too, I think is interesting. You know, you guys have Benihana and Riverfront in the same place. Two different kind of places to eat. I mean, some people
totally
like,
different.
Yeah,
totally
some different. People want to go in there and sit around that. What do you call it? The what table?
Teppanyaki.
Yeah, and people love it. They love seeing the show. Yes.
The kids love it.
The kids love it. Yeah. And then for me. Listen, we talk all day, so we just like going in there and getting a table where you don't have to talk. But you have those options, too.
Yeah.
But for people who like to have that kind of excitement, it's a fun place
to
be.
It's great. It's great.
Well, it's standing. You have to have a reservation. It's the best restaurant I've been. You know, we talked about my other restaurants that I've failed in.
Yeah.
So I've had the good and the bad, but this is the best franchise I ever bought. And we're 24 years old now.
That's impressive.
I mean, we're the best. We're packed.
We're the best in the country, right?
Yeah, we won the best Benihana in the country award.
When those chefs make that rice heartbeat, Or they toss that eggshell into the hat?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Fire.
Listen,
the volcano.
That's like going to see Dude Perfect at Simmons.
No, volcano.
Absolutely. Pop that thing. Melt right there.
Well, trust me, when you get fried rice somewhere else,
you do not get chicken.
No,
I don't know why you're not boxing. He's got
the crack butter. He's got the butter is cracked. It's crack butter.
We're the only restaurant will put the chicken on fried rice.
The DOJ is looking into your crack butter.
Garlic butter.
You cannot eat fried rice again. Once you eat it, the Benihana's here, because every other fried rice now doesn't taste that garlic butter.
Well, that garlic butter is expensive to make, and it's just wonderful.
Can I over at the Riverfront Steakhouse, can I order me some of that fried rice? It walks right over.
They do it.
That's the beauty of the connection right there, Jack.
Yeah. You can come right in our steakhouse, and most people don't know this. You can order any kind of sushi that you want from Benihana's right into the steakhouse. You can order fried rice. You can order whatever you want.
Yeah.
Combination.
That's great. I've seen at Riverfront Steakhouse while they're doing it, I'm on the Benihana's menu on my phone ordering stuff right there.
Did anybody used to call you Mr. Benihana back in the day?
All the time.
Yeah, listen. Well, you spent what 20 years over there?
Oh
right?
yeah.
Before you,
I've been with the Frank 46.
Oh yeah, you've been with them all this time together.
Half of them was Benihana. It was Champions.
Yes.
It was Cowboys.
Oh, I remember. Oh my gosh. Champions and Cowboys. My Lord. Time flies, doesn't it?
Oh. Yeah, hey, real big shout out, real quick. They're listening to us and watching us up in Fayetteville right now. Kyle Padinas and Jacob Drew Short right now on the big screen.
Hey, boys.
Listen, they keep us up there right now. And Drew's an architect with Walmart, as a matter of fact.
And, Roger, we need to mention next week we're going to be, I don't know if you're big on fireworks, but we're at Torpedo Joe's next week. It's the week of July 4th.
I didn't even realize that. June is just gone.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We're going to have a big firework on the bridge.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
And Steakhouse is open. Y'all need to come down.
The city is doing it.
That's July 4th.
People come over to our hotel and, you know, have dinner and watch the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
See the 4th on a Saturday.
I know.
It's a crazy night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I had a lot of people from different car dealerships. Are we going to be closed on the 4th? I went, no.
We're working, buddy.
We're Marine.
Right. Zippy? Happy July 4th, baby.
Here.
So you can still sell cars on the 4th.
Hey, if you want to come buy a car on July 4th, we'll be up. And, hey, we don't want to be slow because it will drag and drag and drag. I'm not a big fireworks guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a great fireworks guy. I don't buy a ton of fireworks, but I enjoy watching them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we're the same way.
It's nice to grill out and spend time with family and friends.
We're glad other people. We're glad other people buy the fireworks.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've got some. My grandsons are gonna come. The Hellboys are gonna be spending the night with me tonight. I think I'm gonna take them boys out on my driveway and pop a few firecrackers for them.
I want to
let everybody know at the Legacy Village, we're celebrating that new concrete sidewalk.
Yes.
The American way, we're going to pop some fireworks tonight.
Support you guys.
I'd like to say something. You know, Christmas going to catch up very quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, I got an awesome private room. I got a Blue Dog room, beautiful Blue Dog room. I got a Razorback room. If you have a birthdays, anniversaries, graduation, just call us. Let us fix you up.
Got to do it now. Smart to do it now.
We get really busy.
That's 6 months out. You got to get it done.
Last night we had Regions Bank people.
Yes.
Uh, in their Razorback room.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of companies bring their people down.
Yeah. We got judges coming in tonight. Yeah, we got a lot of
county judges there tonight.
Look at that. Look at you. Yeah, I love those all those cool side rooms. Before we go to break, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk with Big Sarge, who I think just bought a vehicle from you guys the other day, right?
Yeah, he bought himself a Ram a few months ago, and then his wife traded in her vehicle and got her a new one.
Yeah, let me say, I heard Christian
did we get the first hour of the zone?
That's right. No, listen, this is the last
30 minutes of the last Friday of June.
Before we go to break, though, Frank, you just read another book. What's your
Listen, for everybody that's interested in horse racing, remember the name of this book. It's A.P. Indy. A.P. Indy was the name of a famous colt that won all kinds of races, and I didn't really remember him, but boy, this book is by Lenny Shulman. He's a great writer, and I happen to know him personally. He's over in Lexington. But A.P. Indy, that's a pretty easy name for you to remember. It's a small book, easy read, hour and a half read. I cried at the end.
Wow.
You know, when the horse passed away.
Oh, no, you told us the end of it.
31 years old, he passed away.
Okay, wow.
But the horse 31. Was 31.
Oh, 31. Horse. Wow.
But he was a famous stallion for like 18, 20 years.
Okay.
And how he won the Breeders' Cup and all these great races. And then I went back and got on Google and watched all of his races.
How long ago was it? How many years ago was it? Was it the 60s, 70s?
No, it was in the...
40s, 50s?
No. Recent.
Oh, recent, like
yeah,
the
90s. Yeah, like, I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm embarrassed myself, but I think it was in the 90s.
Okay.
But not too long ago.
Okay, because you said Breeders' Cup, that'd be recent, yeah.
His descendants are famous stallions now. But it was one of the best books I've ever read, but it's by Lenny Shulman. But if you just remember A.P. Indy and look it up on Amazon, you can order. It's a little hardback, small book. But what a gift for you to grab it now for this Christmas or for a birthday, for anybody that's in horse racing. They will absolutely thank you forever.
How many books do you think you read a year? What would you guess?
Several.
Like what? A couple a month?
More than that. Maybe 40.
Whoa. Look at that. Jessica is a book reader.
Samantha reads.
That's great. Yeah.
She's got a book coming in every
it's good.
Day.
That's wonderful.
Every day. Hey, listen, can we put the Riverfront Steakhouse breakfast on the Oaklawn Summer of Adventures?
Yeah, we do have, Frank, we might have to go over there and make that one of our summer adventure deals. We do want to thank Oakland for sponsoring that, by the way.
Of course we do.
I'm glad you brought that up about the breakfast.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got another 30 minutes. We'll visit with Vic Sarge. I think he's fishing on a lake somewhere. He's got a bunch of people listening. And he just bought something from you, right, Zippy?
They just bought another Wrangler from us. The nice thing about Sarge, man, he comes out here, supports us. He comes and does a video with me once a week. He pushes us out there. We value the long-term relationship we've had with him.
Does a great show on Sunday. Got a lot of listeners.
Yeah, he does. He's a hustler. Everybody's out here hustling.
He's hustling. All right. Let's see. 9:28. Don't go away. 30 more minutes, Roger.
I know. The last Friday in June.
That's right. Holy cow. Yeah. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during the Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup in Group E, Ecuador beat Germany 2-1 to punch their ticket to the round of 32, while Cote d'Ivoire beat Curacao 2-0, making the knockouts for the first time ever. In Group F, Japan and Sweden tied at 1, both advancing to the round of 32 in the process, while the Netherlands handled Tunisia, beating them 3-2 to set up a matchup with Morocco in the round of 32. Both teams are in FIFA's top 10 in the world. Then in Group D, Team USA dropped their first game, losing to Turkey 3-2, while Australia and Paraguay tied at 0. Today in the World Cup, Group I gets it started with heavy hitters France taking on Norway and Senegal facing Iraq at 2. Group H will see Cabo Verde taking on Saudi Arabia and Spain facing Uruguay at 7. Then in Group G, Egypt will play Iran while Belgium takes on New Zealand. Those games will be at 10 o'clock. All games today can be seen on Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A slight chance of a shower today, mostly cloudy and hot, up to 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but at times partly cloudy. Still really warm overnight with a low of 76. Saturday is going to be a partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy day with a high of 94. For the Buzz Radio Network, meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Bousel from my good friends at Bathfitter. I've been working with Bathfitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bathfitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Arkansas professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds are bringing fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football to Bank OZK Arena, and this is your chance to feel it live. Two home games left this Saturday night and July 25th, with season, group, and individual tickets available. Bring the family, bring your friends. General admission tickets are just $15. Get your tickets now at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Fort Thompson's is having a gun sale. Savage Axis 2 Black or FDE. All in stock calibers on sale for $299.90 after $75 mail-in rebate. Ruger RXM 9mm on sale for $349.90. $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 9:34 on this Friday, June 26th. Just a little bit of time left on the show. Glad you're with us. Hope everybody has a big weekend planned. Before we go to Big Sarge, here's a message from our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Hey, guys, let Frank Fletcher know. Remind him and Shapur. The Arkansas Dance Classic is coming to his hotel, the Wyndham, in September. We are promoting it. We have folks coming in from all over the country. This will be the 28th year, and we love the breakfast. So there you go.
Well, they've been great to us. They've had this event over and over and over again, and it's a fun time. Everybody there comes and they do all kind of dances.
Yeah, that's 28 years, too. Pretty impressive.
You know, a lot of people don't know we have big ballrooms in our hotel. We can, you know, feed 350 people. We have multiple ballroom big ones. And so we have a lot of events like this dance contest or other events there. So we're really a convention hotel. That's what we are.
Somebody's asked, what's the price of breakfast on Saturday or Sunday morning at the hotel?
$12.95.
$12.95. $12.95. $12. That's great price.
That's a value. That's your coffee, all the oranges you want to drink. I mean, it's a $25 breakfast.
Yeah. Let's check in with our buddy. Let's go to, I think he's at the Greer's Ferry. I think that's where he's at. Let's go to Big Sarge there, Christian. Sarge, are you there?
Good morning, Arkansas. Yes, I am live at Greer's Ferry. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning. We're good. What are you up to at Greer's Ferry?
Well, believe it or not, I'm not in Texas, Bass, but I'm out here just actually playing around. The fishing is unbelievable. But before I start, let me just tell you right now, the reason we go over safety all the time on my show is I pulled up this morning, and there was a pontoon with about 18 to 20-year-olds learning how to drive a pontoon boat, and they're out there right now. So we go over safety big time. This lake is crazy from May to about the end of August, so you got to be careful. I'll do a shout-out real quick to Jerry McCready. He's got Crappieholics Guide Service, and the water was 6 foot low last month, and it's a foot and a half high today. And so what that means is, other than the fishing's good, the debris is everywhere on the lake. But listen, we'll cover that Sunday. I want to do a shout out to my guys right there, Frank, Zip, Zippy, and Christy. If you didn't know it, the Jeeps, maybe it's just 2026, they have a collapsible roof now, so you don't have to take the roof off. You can roll it back. You can take the doors off. And, of course, my wife is a huge Jeep person, so she got that. And then let me talk about my Ram real quick. I heard Zippy earlier. He's the one that talked me into the turbo. And I will just say this. I was a Hemi guy. I'm all over the state. I'm out of state fishing, and the gas mileage is unbelievable. Of course, the Big Sarge, I got to have the Big Sarge edition, so it's jacked up, 5-inch and all this stuff. So people come to me all the time saying, where'd you get the truck, blah, blah, blah. And they have a perfect online system that if you're out of state, you can order it, plus 100,000-mile, 10-year warranty. Who in the world can beat that? Nobody can. So that's awesome. Sunday, well, Carolina Rig, Fashion Shack, Drop Shot. They've been working all week long to get reports, fish reports, camping, hidden gems, Baz, which is kind of cool because Arkansas's got some waterfalls and things like that that people just don't know about. So she covers down on that. Our hot lures, we got entertainment. And then something that a lot of folks may not know is I've got guides all over the state of Arkansas, all the way to Table Rock, all the way down south to White Oak Lake, that if you don't want to go buy a boat or whatever, you can go out with these guys once a month, fill your freezer of fish, and have a good time. So I'm trying to wrap it up in a couple minutes because I know y'all got a full show.
Well, listen, I know you're a longtime customer of them, and I know it's great that you've got Frank's support, Sarge. And I'm telling you, boys, you're talking about Frank getting out and selling. There's nobody that has a show on the buzz. Now, we get out, we hustle. Roger and I hustle. Big Sarge, he's going to sell every second of that show, every segment of that show.
He sells segments, sponsoring segments. Nobody better.
Listen,
I've got two hours, Baz.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got 2 hours now that I was lucky enough that Justin and Leslie gave me. And I'll be honest with you, I've got to run through them so quick because, you know, Randy Rainwater's show is a call-driven sports show, as we know. And if folks are listening to my show, it comes on at 8, about 8:20 to about 9:50. I've got so many calls now and I love it. I love it. I love people calling in, talking fishing. And, again, I want to thank Frank. I mean, there's 100 things that he could be supporting. I appreciate him supporting my show.
There you go.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, Sarge. Be careful this weekend. Sarge. We'll listen to you on Sunday, buddy.
Thank you, boys. Have fun.
Hi, buddy. Have a good one. Before we do our Hawks Homes movie review, somebody asked again who tuned in late. The name of your book and the author, please, the one you recommended, the horse book.
A.P. Indy.
Okay.
A.P. Indy by Lenny Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N. Lenny Shulman.
Gotcha. All right. So not everybody gets it right on time. So
Man, get that book and you know, buy a copy of yourself and buy a couple of copies for gifts. I mean, you want to give somebody that has everything. You know, you just don't know what in the world to buy them. If they go to the races, they love horses. This is just a wonderful, wonderful story.
Frank loves movies, too. We have Frank, we've been doing this for about the last year or two. Let's sit to the open for the Hawks Home movie review, and I bet you Frank has not seen this movie that we're going to review.
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
Frank, I don't know if you, this is a movie with Tom Cruise. It's not one of his famous movies like Mission Impossible or whatever. It's called Night and Day, and that's K-N-I-G-H-T. And Roger, who does he star with? Who is this?
Cameron Diaz.
And it's sort of an action, funny movie, but not many people have seen it.
Right.
So
it's 2010, you said.
2010. And Frank, we give 1 to 5 Morning Mayhems. 5 Morning Mayhems is the best. 1 is the least. Roger, what do you rank Night and Day?
Right off the bat, I'll give it a 2.
I give it a 2. I'll not very 2. Impressed.
Well, I wasn't impressed. I didn't even see Gal Gadot. I had it.
Gal Gadot was in there.
I mean, they doubled the money. It was $1.17 to make it. They doubled that.
$117 million?
Yeah, $117 million is what it cost. They doubled it. Great action. I love Tom Cruise. I love everything about him. I even looked him up at the Scientology building when we were in Hollywood just to say hi.
In great shape.
Great shape.
It was sort of a comedy.
Fantastic.
Sort of a comedy
it was a comedy. It was, you know, that. And Cameron Diaz, I mean, she can be a smoke show in most scenes, but then a few other times you go, you know, that's it, you know, put on a little rouge. But that's just me.
If those
She's
don't know,
a great comedic actress.
Yeah,
though.
Frank, he's like a CIA agent.
He's an undercover.
Agent. He's trying to protect this kid that everybody wants because he's developed a new energy source.
Yeah.
And it's funny. He's a tough guy, but it's funny. And you don't see many Tom Cruise movies where there's a comedic.
It's not a lot of comedy.
Not
when he plays himself. Now, when he's dressed up like in Tropic Thunder. He's playing a different character. There's that
That's
sort of
right.
thing. But mostly they've been serious. And this is, it was a fun movie. It was action. It was
only a two,
espionage.
It was
two because, you know what, because maybe I didn't give it its due.
You were working while you
I
were
was
watching.
Working while I was doing it. And here's the deal. It didn't take me away from what I was doing. So
great.
That's how
it's a bad sign.
It would be.
Christian, what do you got? What do you give it?
Roger, I will tell the truth. You were sugarcoating this. This is a bad movie.
This is
easily the worst movie we have watched. I will give it a 1.5.
A 1.5. Wow. You didn't find anything valuable out of it, Christian?
I did do some research. There wasn't a whole lot on this movie, to be honest.
Not a lot of stars in it that I know. I know Viola Davis.
Well,
I mean, she's a fine. Yeah, and Paul Dano, that's right. And then the other two, that's all.
Why don't y'all review Sling Blade?
That would be a good one.
I do think we need to review a good movie next week.
This was fun.
We're
this
due.
Was a fun movie. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, we have to watch it. I'm going to be honest with you. We don't put on the best show,
every time.
Maybe every show, but maybe there's an hour that sucks.
What else were you going to say, Christian, before we move on?
I was going to say Cruz and Diaz did the driving scenes themselves. Apparently, they did those.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
And, of course, Cruz does a lot of his own stunts as well.
I'm riding a motorcycle. I want a chick on the back of my bike, and then I want her to swing around and look at me while I'm driving the motorcycle. And then swing her back around. I want to do that.
Frank, these guys can't appreciate the story that he was. He fell in love with this girl. He's watching over his mother and father, who think he's died in the war. He's protecting our country. And having fun, he's a superhero CIA agent. I find the good part. I give it a 4 for just mindless entertainment. I think it's just
no problem with that.
It's mindless entertainment. To Frank, I'll encourage you and Judy to go watch it. This is a fun movie.
I would not say your opinion is wrong. That's your opinion.
Yes.
You love it, and that's fantastic. But they didn't make a Night and Day 2. That might be.
I'm open to going Sling Blade or something like that.
You know, the reason I mention that is everybody is talking about Landman. I mean, we're Billy all Bob, dying for it to come back on. So I bought Billy Bob Thornton's book that he wrote. And at the end of the book, he talks about, I knew that somebody didn't edit it because it says the same thing paragraph after. So they just recorded him night after night. Right. With a bunch of guys drinking beer and just talking. But Billy Bob Thornton, really, he just enthralls.
He's so
curious about him, being from Malvern, Arkansas. Yeah. You know, and he talks about, I didn't realize he was completely poor, just poor. He goes to California, sleeps on the floor, sleeps on anybody's couch. And, he started off. He's a writer, so he wrote scripts.
Right. Yeah.
And then when he did Sling Blade, which he wrote that whole story.
He did.
Right. It was a short.
And then from that, today people see him on Landman, and you think, man, that guy is really good. Well, he's made it now, but one of his old movies is called Bandits. I went and looked. It's one of his first deals when he was real young, probably 20s. Bruce Willis is the other actor in it, and he doesn't look like anything like he did later. But in another movie is Jane Mansfield's Car is one of his movies. But anyway, Billy Bob Thornton has got my attention.
Yeah,
and that's another book. You just look it up on Amazon. Billy Bob Thornton's, it's his autobiography, I guess, but it's written by him. It's a paperback book.
He's a fantastic actor.
Well, let me say another one.
He does a scene in that, the 1883 of Taylor Sheridan. He plays a sheriff or a marshal in one episode. He kills in that one episode.
He is so good.
Well, he's so good.
Like in Landman, when he's got that cigarette in his mouth, I see him that, just that's the way he lives every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another movie that, Roger, you may know of. Christian, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called A Simple Plan.
Absolutely.
And there's some gems he's got that aren't the big Armageddon.
Yeah,
or
right.
that if you go back and watch it.
And, absolutely. And I love it. One more fun fact.
Yes.
He has a daughter who plays trivia with me at Thursdays at Mainline Sports Bar.
He doesn't come back to Arkansas very much.
Not much. He was born in Hot Springs. Well, of course, he's a Malvern boy because that's where they went. But his daughter, from his first marriage, comes and plays her and her husband.
What is her name?
Amanda. Okay. I'll tell you about it.
Well, he talks about that in the book.
Yeah.
He's married to a lady named Connie, and he's got a boy named Willie. It lives with him.
Yeah. And he loves to play music. That's what his passion.
Yeah, he's got a music studio. Yeah. Anyway, I'm all about it. Well, maybe, I want to know everything I can about
maybe
Billy
because
Bob.
Of Frank, we go with the Billy. Oh, he's a great tombstone. All right, that's our lowest ever movie rated.
And I hate doing it because of Tom Cruise, because a lot of people get me confused with him.
A dark period for Tom Cruise. He had a lot of misses.
Shut up.
It was a dark. What if I have anything for him real quick?
Thanks to Brian Hawks and Kevin Hawks at Hawks Homes. Go to hawkshomes.net for more information on building anything. They'll manufacture modular homes in Arkansas. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, we have somebody else who wants to say something to Christian. What is that?
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, so we'll come.
I had one positive for this movie.
Yes, what is it?
It had a MacGuffin, and I enjoy MacGuffin. So.
What is a MacGuffin?
In movies where there is an object that the entire movie revolves around, and in this movie it was the Zephyr. In Raiders of the Lost Ark, it's... of course, it's the Ark. You got the case in Pulp Fiction. You got Rosebud. So it has a MacGuffin. So that's fun.
We love your MacGuffin. Frank gets MacGuffins from delivered every week when we're here.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back to wrap things up here at Fletcher Dodge. Don't go away. 9:49.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report. Travs win a slugfest last night against San Antonio, 12-7. Travs hitting 4 home runs among their 15 hits in the game. Michael Arroyo got it started with a leadoff blast for his 8th of the season. Caleb Cali, the former Razorback, hit his 16th. And then Lázaro Montes hit a pair of home runs. He leads the club with 23 on the year. It was the 3rd multi-home run game of the season for Montes. The Travs have hit 102 home runs already this season. They are on a team record home home run pace. They're back at it again tonight against San Antonio. First pitch, 7:05. Coverage starts on Buzz 2 at 6:50. But get to the ballpark. Get down to Dickie Stevens Park. Cade Anderson, the hottest pitching prospect in baseball, drafted just last year, starts again tonight for the Travs. He is 7-0 on the season with a 1.02 ERA. Fireworks after the ball game as well. Travs winners last night, hosting San Antonio again tonight. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs Report.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear, hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Leonard Skinner immortalized one of the great backing bands singing. Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers. They've been known to pick a song or two. Yes, they do. The Shoals has a wonderful history of music, and an impressive who's who have made their pilgrimage to this magical area to record hits. Google it, and you'll recognize everyone from Percy Sledge to Wilson Pickett to Steve Winwood to the Rolling Stones to Paul Simon to the Osmonds to Bob Seger's to hundreds of other artists. Fame and the Muscle Shoals Sound System Tour, well, they're just fantastic. While in your car listening to this great music, stop by one of Doubleby's 34 locations in Arkansas to grab a drink, snack, or fuel up. Doubleby's will get you in and out quickly. Well, because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Hawks Homes has custom-built manufactured homes under $100 per square foot. They have hundreds of floor plans available to fit your family's needs. Homes start as low as $39,995. They can finance your new home together with land so you can have one easy payment. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms available for immediate delivery. You can view their inventory online at hawkshomes.net. Let their family help your family. Hawks Homes, Bryant and Conway.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-970-8855. That's 800-970-8855.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2700. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
All right, wrapping up things here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Roger, do want to thank our friends at Oaklawn for our summer of adventure. We got several things still, Frank and Shapur, that we're going to do. We've got to be going down to a NASCAR race soon. We're going to go to the Watermelon Festival, maybe Terry Bradshaw's.
Maybe New
again.
York.
Maybe New York.
Frank could go.
SEC Media Day, all the things. Float the Buffalo. We've already done the best man cave contest, and we've got just so many things to do. We've got three more restaurants.
Cliff Harris
Award down in Dallas.
Yeah, so we got three other restaurants. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Frank, it's always good to be here.
Oh, man, thank you. Everybody come see us. We really need your business, and I promise you the best deal you've ever had.
I mean, savings of $13,000 on some of these vehicles. Shapur, always great to see you.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah,
appreciate you inviting me. And
call Shapur. Come in tonight. Please. See us at the riverfront.
Yes, make a reservation for 4th of July, please.
Yeah, that's going to be big. I keep forgetting.
And I'm
going to
surprise you. Just come in front, ask for me, and I'll take care of everything.
Next week, Roger, we'll do four shows. No, we're not working Friday. We'll be at Torpedo Joe's on Thursday. That's sort of a tradition with Doug and his family and all them, so that'll
love
be fun.
It. Love that. Love that.
Do we have Phil in the studio there, Christian?
Yes, we do. He's right here.
Hi, David. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, Phil. How are you? Good morning. What's going on in the zone today?
Well, it's our last acre-free zone, at least until July. So we're going to celebrate.
So, like, next week?
No, I think he's actually here all next week. I'm the one who's gone Monday to go get the Arkansas Sportscaster of the Year Award, which you've
got. Oh, that's right.
Congratulations. Where'd it go?
Yes. Yeah. Very cool.
That'll be a lot of fun. Did you go to the banquet?
I did. It was a nice deal. I got a chance to meet Mike Tirico. He presented me with my plaque. So you've been before, right?
I've only been in 2009. That was in Salisbury. That was a completely different kind of event. It was much smaller than it is now.
It's nice. They do a good job with it.
Well, I'm excited about that. But I'm excited about a weekend and a 4-day week next week with the big 250th celebration coming up next weekend. I'm just wondering if I'm supposed to be upset about USA's loss to Turkey last
night,
which I did not stay up for all the way.
Yeah, you're good. Turkey.
Turkey.
It's Turkey. Yeah,
Turkey. I'm trying to like a yay at the end. It's a little bit like Canadian.
It's Turkey. Yay.
Turkey. Canadian way of talking. It's yay.
How many guests you going to have on the show today?
Joe Klein's with us for the show. We got Philip Martin from the Democrat Gazette. Do the Zone Rewind for the week. Champs and Chumps. Be another busy day in the Zone, guys.
All right. Christian, great job this week. Well done.
Yeah,
Roger, great job this week. Wow, what a day. Epic day yesterday.
Great lead yes. On your part, Baz.
Tracy, thanks for setting up today. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Tripper. Hey. Listen, cameras work perfectly.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We can't do it without you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russell is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Pollywood outdoor furniture, climate tough materials, color stay tech.